Okay, Chepra, we're learning the halachos of the Shabbos, and we did the dinim d'orais, we did the dinim d'rabbanan of Shehiya and Hachazara, and now the last din, which quite honestly is the one that I understand the least, is the din of Hatmana. Hatmana basically means that you're not allowed to insulate an item on Shabbos, or even on Erev Shabbos. And Hatmana is part of the subset of Yisurim Dirabanan of Bishul. The Gemara Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. There are various Gersaos. But the way Rashi learns the Gemara, Amar Rava Mitneima Amru Ein Taimne Medavish Ein Amosif Heva Mishachashecha Gezeira Shemi Yartiach. Meaning, there's one type of Hatmana once Shabbos began. Hatmana is aser bedavar hamosif hevel. Excuse me, blah, 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 I get it wrong. Let's start again. Once Shabbos began, hatmana is aser bedavar hamaymid hevel. Even if it just retains the heat, hatmana is aser once Shabbos begins. Erev Shabbos, hatmana is aser bedavar hamosif hevel. What's the reason for these dinim? So there are two separate reasons of the Gemara and Lamed Aleph. If it is Shabbos already, so then I can't be matmin bedavar hamay midhev. Oh, meaning even davar hamay midhev, I can't be matmin once it's Shabbos already. The reason for that is gezeira shemi yartiach. If I'm doing hatmana, I'm insulating a pot, I'm wrapping it up, obviously I want it to be hot. Im kenim hadavarim. So there's some concern that I am going to boil the pot in order to keep it hot. Right? It's Shabbos. And I want it to be hot. So I'm going to wrap it up with towels. Towels are a davar hamaymid hevel. It's not moisiv hevel. Towels just keep the heat in. It doesn't add any heat. But, right, if I'll be a matmin bedavar hamaymid hevel, there's a concern, Shema Yartiyah. Maybe what I'll do is I will cook the food, make it hotter, because since I want hot food anyway, we're worried that if the food's going to be too cold, I might heat it up. That is the din of Dover Hamayim Midheva, which is Usher on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, it's Usher to be Matmin, B'Dover Hamosif Hevel. The reason for that is because maybe I'll be matmin beremetz. Maybe I will cover the pot with remetz, is like some sort of ashes that have some embers, some coals that have not yet fully extinguished in them. And if I'll be matmin with the remetz, I might be mechate begecholim. So therefore, hatmana is aser on Erev Shabbos, Bidavar Hamosif Hevel. Okay, so Nachamal. Hatman and Ereshaz also Bidavar Hamosif Hevel, Gezerah Shemi Yatmin Beremetz, which means Shemi Yachata. And Hatman on Shabbos is Aser, even Bidavar Hamaymid Hevel, even with a towel, because of Zakti Gemara, because of Shema Yartiyah. That's the Gemara. Now, Davar Hamosif Hevel, the Mishnah at the beginning of Bamet Tomnim, gives us a whole list of stuff that's Maisif Hevel. Gefes, Zevel, Melach, Sid, Chol. These are all items that are Maisif Hevel. But in our world, I don't think any of us insulate a pot with Gefes is like Psole, Zesim. No? You have olives that you pressed, so the leftover material is called Gefes. So you'll be, none of us like cover our pots in that. None of us cover our pots in salt. Right? The Gemara says that these things are called Moisef Hevel. It's hard to know exactly what this means. That's called Moisef Hevel. I remember when I was learning this the first time with Rabbi Tanhum Cohen, was my chavrusa at that point. Some of you know who he is. He's like a Rebbe in MTA. So he tried to taina that there is something about certain items that they do generate their own heat. He's like, he's into this physics stuff, and maybe some of these things are that, Vesach Nesht. I don't know. But we're not matmin in these items. So, L'cha'era, the din of Dovar HaMoisef Hevel isn't relevant for us, but it might be. It might be because the Mishnah on Mem Zayinam Abayz that listed all the Dvarim HaMosifim Hevel, the Mishnah did not talk about one case, which is, let's say I have a pot, and the pot is Agabe Ha'esh, which is Grufa Uktuma. Remember, Shehiyah is Mutter, either when it's Higia L'maychol Ben Drusay, or if it's Kedera Chaisa, or if it is Grufa Uktuma, Shehiyah is Mutter, right? So let's say I have a pot that's on top of a it's on top of a Kira Grufa Uktuma. And then I cover the pot with a towel. So how do I look at this? Is that called Hatmana B'Dovar HaMoisef Hevel? The Hatmana itself is not Moisef Hevel, no? The towel itself, Kishala Atmo, is not Moisef Hevel. The heat underneath it is Heter Gamor because it's Shehiyah on a Kira, that's Grufa Uktuma. So the Ramban writes that, you know what, two heterim can't combine together to become an iser. That's the yisayi of the Ramban. Since the Shehiyah is mutter on the Kira Grufa Uktuma, so, and also the Hatmana with a towel on Erev Shabbos is mutter because it's a davar that is Maimed Hevel, and Maimed Hevel is mutter by Erev Shabbos. So Zak the Ramban, the two heterim don't combine to become an iser. But the Ran over here, Mem Zayinam Beis, quotes that this is what my Rebbe the Ramban said. But I have another Rebbe, right? The Rabbeinu Yonah, no? The Ramban's a Talmud, the Ran, the Talmud, the Rabbeinu Yonah also. And I have a third Rebbe, the Rashba. The Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yonah disagree with the Grand Rebbe the Ramban. And they say that no, that 0 plus 0 equals 2. Right? The heter plus heter equals iser. In this case, kishala atzma the shehiyod be mutter. Kishala atzma, the towel does not create moisef hevel. But you put the two together, it mamish becomes aser. So that's a big machlokas harishonim. What this would mean, l'cha'ora, is that perhaps we have a musig of davar, of hatmana b'davar hamosif hevel, if we assume like the Rashban, the Rabbeinu Yonah, nitvi the Ramban. And our good or bad luck, depending on how you're looking at it, is that in the big book called the Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Reish Nun Zayin Se'if Ches, in Reish Nun Zayin Se'if Ches, Shteten Mechaber, Afal pi shemutu lahashreis kedera agabe kira sheyesh bo gecholim, al pi hadrachim shenisba'aru b'simin reish nun gimel, even though shehiyah is mutter in the situation that we had in reish nun gimel, and imhu mechusa b'begodim, afal pi shabegodim einam mosifim hevel, machmas atzom mikomakom machas eshe tachtehen mosifim hevel ve'oser. So the mechaber in reish nun zayin se'if ches Tainas that it's Osir. And those that we pask in like the Rashban, the Rabbeinu Yonah, Nitvi, the Ramban. So I combine the Shehiyah with the towel, and that becomes a Dover that's Moisef Hevel. And I can't be Matmin in the sense of I can't have a Pat, Agabe, Akira, covered with towels. That's called Hatmanda B'Dover HaMoisef Hevel, which is Osir Me'erev Shabbos. Okay, grand. Now, it happens that although this is the Psak in Shulchan Aruch, many of the poskim Hasfaradim quote that the minhag in Sfaradic lands was to be mekel like the Ramban. The minhag in Sfaradic lands was to be mekel like the Ramban. In other words, that the minhag Eitzel Hasfaradim was that you're not, that they would put food on a Kira Gerufa Uketuma and cover it with a towel May Erev Shabbos. Chacham Avadi Yosef writes that this minhag obviously precedes the Shulchan Aruch, but nonetheless, Chacham Avadi is a big champion of being Mikabel Hachra'at Maran, so he says, if you know for sure you have such a practice, Gevaldik. But if you don't know for sure that you have such a practice, so you should follow the Shulchan Aruch. There's a sefer that my Talmidim last year bought for me called the Shiras Hayom. Now, the Shiras Hayom is one of my dear beloved friends. Basically, it's a great cheat sefer to prepare for Rabbanot Smicha Bechinas. He has like all of Smicha here. No, he has Yerideya, Isra Heter, he has Nida, and he has Avelos, and he has Shabbos. It's mamish all of Smicha, right? So, in the Shiras Hayom, he quotes a whole bunch of contemporary Sephardi poskim who say, if you have such a minhag, rely on the minhag. Right, that's like a big issue in Sephardi Pesach in general. The Chacham Avadia is like the champion of the Mechaber, and others are into Sephardi Minhagim, Banishchai, etc. Fine. Zolzayin. Okay, so that's Nekuda Rishayna. Hatmana, in the sense of, is it called Dabar HaMaisif Hevel, when it is on a heat source from Erev Shabbos, and you cover it with towels, the mechaber is machmir. Now, even according to the minhag of Sfaradim, according to that old minhag that they are mako like the Ramban, but l'cha'ira, you can't do this on Shabbos, no? In other words, I can't put my pot that's on my blech, it's on the Kir Grufa Ketuma, Shabbos, Friday night, Shabbos morning, I can't take a towel and cover it up because it's zikr, it's a davar hamaimid hevel, no? And that for sure is going to be usher. That for sure is going to be usher. The Mechaber, though, does have a kula. Here in Reish Nun Zayin, Se'if Ches, Im Nosan Al HaKedera Klei Rochav, She'eno Nogea B'tzidei HaKedera, Vinosim begodim are also kli rochav mutter. The kamen she'ena begodim nesunin ella o oisai kli rochav she'enu nageh b'tzidai kedera ein kan hatmana. Meaning, hatmana means that the blankets, the towels, touch the pot. Let's say I have a pot, right? This is not so hard to imagine, so I don't have to like, draw a picture. You have a pot, and you put a big board on top of the pot. And you put the towels draping down on top of the board, so das heist nisht hatmana, no? Because hatmana means that it is insulated, it's covered. In this case, the towel is on the kisui rochav, so it's going to be mutter, even on Shabbos, even Shabbos atmo, because das heist nisht hatmana. Good? We'll talk in a few minutes that maybe there's a wrinkle to add, but so far this is the pashtus. Now there's another kula, something that, yeah, sir.
So why does that help if it's still keeping in the heat? Why does it matter whether it's touching?
Because it's a technical din in what's called hatmana. In other words, it keeps the heat in a little bit, but since, again, the whole cheshbin of hatmana on Shabbos is gezeira shemiyartiach. Shemiyartiach means when I'm mamish so makbid, I want to keep the heat in. Oh, in this case, I have the towels draped over. Obviously, I'm not being so makbid. If I'd be super duper makbid about it, I would wrap it up in gansen. No? Ah. Now. I should add a kula and a double chumrah. Kula is that it's only called hatmana if you mamish cover the pot. Cover the pot is that I have a pot with a cover on the pot, with a lid, and then I cover it. Putting the lid on the pot is not hatmana. No? That is, why did I put a lid on the pot? I put the lid on the pot L'shomro min ha'achbarim. No, you live in the heights. And you have to make sure that your mice don't get into the pot. Right? Or you don't want dirt to get in the pot. That's why you put a pot cover on the pot. So that's not called hatmana. Hatmana means I cover something to keep the heat in. If my kavana when I cover it is not to keep the heat in, just because that's what you do with a pot, you cover it, so that's not called hatmana. She'in ze mat min l'hachim ela kishomer v'nosin kisoy ala kedera. That's heter gomor. That's one. That's a kula by hatmana. Chumras by hatmana are as follows. Let's go a step back. We said the Hatman on Erev Shabbos is also by Yadzavar HaMoisev Hevel, because Gezer Hashem Yatmin Beremetz, which is a Gezer Hashem Yechata Begocholim. Now, we had Gezer Hashem Yechata Begocholim in our youth when we learned Shehiyah. And we also learned that there's no Gezer Hashem Yechata Begocholim if you have a Kidra Chayisa, if you have a Ruah food. And there's no Gezer Hashem Yechata Begocholim if the food is Maichol Ben Shusoy for Ashkenazim, Mavusho Kol Tzarkoy for Sfaradim. No? There's no Gezer Hashem Yechata Begocholim. It happens that by Hatmana, I have a more extreme form of Gezer Hashem Yechata Begocholim. And therefore, Pashtus in Shulchan Aruch is that we aser Hatmana even though the food is already Mavushal Kol Tzarkai. And even though it's a Kidra Chayasa, we aser Hatmana, because this is a more intense form of Gezer Hashem Yechata. This is found in Reish Nun Zayin, Se'if Zayin. Kol Heichad Asrinan Hatmana, afil b'kedera mevushalas kol tzarka asrinan. Even if it's mitzdamek v'ralai, and even if it's chay l'gamre, we aser Hatmana. I just read a Mechaber and a Ramot together, right? That's the din. Now, there are, however, some who are mekol on this din. The Piskei Rid, like the Tosfos Rid, is mekol that there is no Shema Yechata Begecholim in a situation that I don't want the food tonight, I only want the food tomorrow. That's very similar to, we spoke about this in the Bir Halacha yesterday, it's very similar to the idea of Kidra Chaisa. Kidra Chaisa means, even if I'll stoke the coals, it's not going to help for tonight. And for tomorrow, it's going to be ready Belav Hachi. So there's no concern. So the Piskei Rid says, you know what? Food that you want tomorrow, there's no din of Hatmana. And food that's Mavushal called Sarkai, there's no din of Hatmana. The Rama writes that Mokim Shinahagu Lahaka Apis Varazu Ein Limchos Biyodan. The Rama quotes these opinions, but he says, don't do it. In other words, the accepted opinion lahalacha is that Hatmana is super duper Gezeira Shema Yechata Begecholim, and therefore, even if it's Kidra Chaisa, and even if it's Mefushal Kol Tzarkai, it's Aser, against this Piskei Rid. But the Rama says, if you have a minhag like the Piskei Rid, you can keep your minhag and all is grand.
What's the svarah more chamor?
Yes, so I think the svarah is azoy. Hatmana means that we look at this guy, and this guy really wants to keep his food super hot. So therefore, I'm more worried about. Now, Shehiyah is not that this guy is doing it. I'm almost saying a svarah that like Hatmana is out of the ordinary, and Shehiyah is ordinary. So since Hatman is out of the ordinary, I'm more choshesh shema yechata begecholim. Stam shehiyos l'tzerech halayla, etc. So therefore, we're not worried about chitoy. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah learns it in Sifkaten Lam Megimel. So again, we have one kula by Hatmana of covering a pot is not a problem, or if I am matmin letzairich that the food doesn't get dirty, so that is not called hatmana. Then we have two chumras that it's called hatmana even if it's kidra chaisa and even if it is mevushal kol tzarko. Mr. Tanner,
does it matter? Does my kavana matter when I put on the lid? Like, if I do want to keep the heat in.
Since the normal derech of putting on lids is not to keep the heat in, it's to just watch, it's to make sure that stuff doesn't get in the pot, so it's mutter to put a lid on. So now, we mentioned that the standard psak in Judaism is that if I have a hot item at the bottom, and then it's wrapped up on top, so it is going to be osir, right? Standard psak is like the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yoina, that that's called Hatmona B'Dovah HaMoisef Hevel, which is also even Me'erev Shabbos, no? So am I allowed to take my kugel and wrap it up in tinfoil and leave it on top of my cholent Erev Shabbos, no? Or for that matter, even on Shabbos. I mean, zikr on Shabbos, it's more of a problem. But you're allowed to do it Me'erev Shabbos. Right? L'cha'ayra, that should be a problem, no? Because you have a hot pot at the bottom and a wrapped item on top. That should be called Hatmana. However, in the Archos Shabbos and in the Rav Rimon, who is an awesome Jew, book, so they both say that, you know what? Most people, when they wrap their potato kugels, they're not doing it to keep the heat in. Even if they wrap it in tinfoil, it's just that tinfoil is an easier thing to wrap in than other stuff. They just don't want their kugel to get dirty. Memela, it's going to be, it's not called hatmana. And once it's not called hatmana, it's going to be mutter, both Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos. If I have a potato kugel that's wrapped up, that is not called hatmana, since my kavana is not to keep it hot. My kavana is in order to make sure it doesn't get dirty or it doesn't spread out, stuff like that. Now, it's already getting complicated, right? And I think this is David's question from like 2 minutes ago. Like, 1 second. You know, you really could leave your potato kugel on the chomp pot itself. But I feel like people cover stuff. When I put stuff away in my refrigerator, I cover it. Why do I cover it? Because I'm worried about mice. Mishomer min ha'achbarim. Right? That's why I'm covering stuff.
The money issue here is on the challenge or on the kugel?
On the kugel on top of the challenge.
But what you're doing has mana on. In other words, the challenge is in the pot. And then you're putting the kugel on top of the pot.
Right.
So the hatmana issue should be on the pot of chalant, no?
No. There's a pot of chalant, it's just a pot. That's not hatmana. The kugel that's on top of the chalant, right? We'll have to talk about kugel in chalant in a few minutes. But the kugel that's on top of the chalant, so one would argue that according to the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yoina, that should be hatmana, because remember, the chalant is hot, because it's on the fire. And since my kugel is wrapped, hasvara no senes, that should be called hatmana b'dava hamosef hevel, the way we pass in Shulchan Aruch. The answer is, it's not called hatmana at all! Because it's only called hatmana if it is insulating in the sense that I cover it to keep the heat in. I'm not covering my kugel to keep the heat in.
It's no different than cooking something in any pot, ever.
Correct. Nachon, right? No, I'm saying that the tinfoil on my kugel is like a pot.
Yeah, okay.
That's basically what we're saying. However, Rav Rimon Tainas, that let's say I put a bunch of layers of tinfoil on the kugel, so then maybe your kavana is to keep the heat in. If your kavana is to keep the heat in, that's going to be a problem. However, let's say I have one ripped piece of tinfoil from Erev Shabbos, a gigundous piece. And the only reason I'm wrapping it around and around and around, it's like, you know, glila in broyers that you use like a wimple and go around and around and around. Why is it you go around and around and around? Because that's the only piece of tinfoil I have. So, b'gahagam, that's not my kavana, right? It gets a little flimsy. What's your kavana? Is your kavana to insulate? Usually, if you use a few layers of tinfoil, your kavana is to insulate. But in this case, you can say I'm using a few layers of tinfoil only because, right, that's what I got. I got one big piece of tinfoil, so I go arum and arum and arum. That's the basic idea. Weiter. So what? The first issue in Hatmana is this Machlekes Ramban versus Rashba. Second big issue in Hatmana is another Machlekes HaRishonim. Machlekes between the Rabbeinu Chanan on Daf Lamed Zayin and the Rabbeinu Tam in the Sefer HaYosher, which is called Hatmana B'Miktas. Vos mintos hatmana b'miksas. So let's say I have a pot. What's the dinim of shehiya? So the Rabbeinu Chananel says that the whole din of shehiya has to be that the pot is on top of a tripod, on top of the coals. Remember, shehiya is that you need a blech, right? If it's between Kidra Chaisa and Michael Ben Jusso, you need a blech. Zok the Rabbeinu Chananel, the case in the Gemara can't be that the pot is mamish on top of the coals, Because in that situation, that would be hatmana. And the Rabbi Tam says, my dear Rabbi Chanan, no, I don't know what you're smoking, but it's... right? It's okay. This is called hatmana b'miksas. You see, the Rabbi Chanan al-Tainas, that in this case, the bottom of the pot is mutman. When I put the pot on the coals, so some of the coals go up and around the Daifnei HaKedera, no? Coals are small granular items, so they'll go up around the Daifnei HaKedera. That is called Hatmana B'miktas. Hatmana B'miktas, says the Rabbeinu Chananel, is Osir. Says the Rabbeinu Tam, what Rashi holds again, like many sugyas, is complicated, but says the Rabbeinu Tam, L'chala Pachos, Hatmana B'miktas is Mutter. The zero iser of hatmana b'miksas according to Rabbeinu Tam. Reish nun gimel se'if aleph. There's a machlokas mechaber Rama. The mechaber aser is hatmana b'miktas. And the Rama says hatmana b'miktas is mutter. Yes, sir.
Sorry, if there's a blech, then how is it hatmana b'miktas? It's not going around.
Whoa. So again, I'm talking about a case when there's no blech. Let's say the food is already Michael Benjusai for Ashkenazim, if that food would be on the coals itself, says Rabbeinu Chananel, that is Hatmana. Right? The whole sugya of requiring a blech, right, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, is only when the food is not on the coals itself. If it's on the coals itself, that is Hatmana. And the Mechaber Paskins, Hatmana b'miktas is Hatmana. Ashkenazim Paskin, Hatmana b'miktas is not hatmana. Now, this has led a number of Sfaradish HaPoskim to say that maybe you can never put food on a plata because of hatmana. Because Mali, says Rebbe Tzion Abba Shaul, Mali, if the food is on coals, Umali, if the food is on a plata, in both ofanim, it is going to be food, a pot that's touching the heat source. When pots touch the heat source, according to Rabbeinu Chananel, that is called hatmana. And therefore, Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul has a patent. He has a type of blech that you have the plata, and you have like legs that stick up on top of the plot, and you put the food on top of those legs. Right? Again, it ends up being very similar to the Chazanish blech that we spoke about not so long ago. But Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul is coming to that direction, midine hatmana, not midine grufo ketuma. Oh. Now, Chacham Avad Yosef, Zichrono levracha zechuto yagen aleinu le'olam va'ed. Amen. Chacham Avadya says that it's not called hatmana when you have stuff on top of the plata, because the plata is basically a heating element that's covered by metal. In the case of the Rabbeinu Chananel, the pot is on the heating element directly, so that's called hatmana. But when it is on the metal, so it's not on the heating element itself, so therefore Chacham Ovadia is makel on that. Rav Rimon has this in his book, page 368. In the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, they quote another Svara, which to me is much more reasonable. Why, for Sfardim, who are machmir on hatmona b'miktas, there's no problem to have food on a plata or on a blech. And that's because hatmona means I have an item that could potentially completely surround the pot. It could insulate the pot. I have gecholim. In theory, I could take a ton of gecholim and put the pot mamish inside the gecholim. So that's why that's called hatmana b'miktas when the gecholim is only at the bottom. Because das heis hatmana. But when I have a item that doesn't bend, it doesn't move, it's just a piece of metal, no? So that's not called hatmana at all. That svara is found in the Dirshu Mishnah Brura, They quote it from Mnissen Karelitz. I think he wrote Lechut Shani. I think that's what they call his sefer or something. So that's his svara. I think that's actually a very reasonable svara. For some reason, Rav Rimon. It's interesting. Rav Rimon is more into Kshuva svarim than Halacha svarim. You know. Okay, that's a different. So Hatmana b'miktas is usur for Sfaradim. Hatmana b'miktas is mutter for Ashkenazim. But adayin yesh la'ayin, what is called miktas? Does miktas mean a little bit? But if it's raiv, that's called hatmana for Ashkenazim. Or does miktas mean any tiny amount that is uncovered, even if the top is not covered? That's also called miktas. It's unclear what is called miktas. Or maybe there's a third mahalach, that miktas means that you have a significant amount that's uncovered. It's not a din in raiv, it's not a din in any amount, it's a din of what's called a significant amount. And like everything in Yiddishkeit, there are various and sundry shitos. In this case, what's interesting is there are stiras. There are stiras. Let me give you my koros, because I wrote them down. The Mishnah Brura, in Reish Nun Gimel, Se'if Katen Memches, the Mishnah Brura writes that even if just the Elyon is not mechusa, even if just the top of the pot is not covered, that is still called Hatmana b'miktas. It's only a problem if it's Hatmana b'kulai, in the sense of kulai kulai, not in the sense of rubo kikulo. And the Mishnah has this also in Reish Nun Ches, Se'if Katen Beis. However, in Reish Nun Zayin, Se'if Katen Mem Gimel, the Mishnah quotes the Chaya Adam, that Hatmana b'roiv is called Hatmana beyond miktas. Hatmana b'roiv would be aser for Ashkenazim. That's Reish Nun Zayin, Se'if Katen Mem Gimel. Some taina, and Rav Rimon entertains this idea in one of his footnotes, although you have to look carefully and do some detective work, that maybe with respect to this theory in the Mishnah Brurah, there's a difference between Hatmana b'dava ha-maisef hevel and Hatmana b'dava ha-maimet hevel. That, remember, Hatmana b'miktas is mutter f'ashkenazim, but it could be that with a davar ha-maimet hevel, call that it's uncovered a teeny bit at the top, that's going to be okay. But maybe by a davar ha-maisef hevel, once you have roof, it's going to be a problem. Rav Rimon entertains this idea, but it really will require a considerable amount of investigation to see if this is correct. But b'kitzer, we have this stira. This stira is the most important thing in Yiddishkeit with respect to crockpots. Apparently the last tshuva that Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach wrote, B'chayov, was that he felt that a crockpot is a problem of Hatmana. Now the crockpot that I'm discussing is like the ceramic item that's inserted into a pot. Inserted into a hot base with walls. That's the type of crockpot. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach tainos that this is an iser of hatmana. Lo mi baya that it's an iser of hatmana for Sfaradim, that hatmana b'miktas is aser. But even for Ashkenazim, the hatmana b'miktas is going to be okay. In this case, you don't have roiv megula, and therefore Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says it's a problem. Rav Vosner says no. This is Hatmana b'miktas for Ashkenazim, because you have a teeny bit of the pot that is bolate on top of the walls, no? Since a teeny bit of the pot is bolate on top of the walls, so that is called Hatmana b'miktas. It's miktas in the sense of it's not kulo. Even though there is a little bit of airspace, right? If there be no airspace between the crack and the walls, so you couldn't get the pot out. This is my expertise in physics. That's a teeny bit of airspace there to get it out. But all the achrenim in this conversation...
It tapers down.
Right? So therefore, there's a teeny bit of airspace there. And we set a sevara from, it's like Chuvas HaRosh and Reishon and Zayin Seif Ches, that when they have the wall, they have the Kisui Rachav, and they have the towels coming down. Since there's avir, it is not called Hatmana. But nonetheless, this type of avir, since the normal way of cooking with it, says Reb Shlomo Zalman, and apparently Rav Vosner also was maskim to this, that's not called avir. So Reb Shlomo Zalman felt that these crockpots are a problem of hatmana. Rav Vosner says it's not a problem of hatmana. Many poskim say that you could solve the problem of hatmana, according to Reb Shlomo Zalman, by putting some marbles or like an empty can at the bottom, and that will elevate the crock above the heating element at the bottom, and therefore that's not called hatmana the miktsas, because Rav Rimon has this it this way in his sefer, though you have to figure it out, because then rave of it is going to be megula, in the sense that in this case, since it's not the normal way to cook with the crock pot, so therefore I view it like there is avir outside of the crack, and that's why it's mutter, just like the kisui rachav agabe akadera. That's the way I'm understanding this kula of putting the pebbles. If you don't want to say it this way, then you have to say that you have to make a cheshbin about how big of a can you need at the bottom of the crack in order to make sure that you have roiv that is megula. The Kitzur Rav Vosner's make on the crackpots hatmana, and Reb Shlomo Zalman is machmir. Years ago, it's probably like 24, 25 years ago when this issue came out. So it happens at that Shabbos. I used to eat a lot of Shabbos meals in Rav Schechter's home, in part because my roommate was named Tani Cohen and he was dating Rav Schechter's daughter. So like this sort of worked to our benefit. Like the Rebbe used to mamish call us like on Sunday. Okay, boys, you joining us for Shabbos lunch? And okay, whatever. At some point it worked out that I ended up sitting next to Rav Schechter at one end of the table, and Tani ended up sitting next to the Rebbetzin and Yaf at the other end of the table. So it was great. I got like to hang out with Rav Schechter the whole time. It was like really awesome. So the week when this came out, so Rav Schechter felt it was mutter to use the crackpots. But then, kimtzigein, the crackpot broke on Erev Shabbos. So Rav Schechter said, oh, the crackpot broke. Mistama, I don't know if he really meant it or not. He said, oh, it's a simen min ha-shamayim that you should get like one of those flatbed crackpots. Again, whether we assume that these types of things are simen min ha-shamayim or not is a stira I felt in the tshuvas of the Malamed L'Hoel. If you look in Chelek Gimel Simen Yud Tes, so there's a whole discussion whether you're allowed to marry a girl with the same name as your mother. So Reb David Zvi Hoffman in his tshuvas quotes that his Rebbe, Reb Avram Bing, had a son who was going to marry a girl with the same name as the mother, and on the way to the wedding, the horse went crazy, and it turned over, and all the wedding stuff ended up in the mud, and someone said, oh, it's a simen min ha-shamayim that you should be machmi like this Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, and not get married. Rabbi Avram Bing said, no, it's not that we should be machmi like Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, it's a patch for Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, we should just go and get married. That was the way he said it. That's Chelek Gimel Lamed L'Hayel Simin Yud Tes. The last tshuva in Chelek Aleph of the Lamed L'Hayel is about whether you light Neris Chanukah before Havdalah or after Havdalah. And you can only light Neris Chanukah before Havdalah at home if you were Mavdo B'Tzfilah. No? If you didn't say Atachon Tonon Davening, so for sure you can't do it. So Reb David Zvi Hoffman wrote that I was planning, it's not like you've seen like the Taz and the Maharal of Prague or something, I thought I would go like one of them, and then I skipped out to Chayin Antonu and Mayriv, so I took it as a Simen Min HaShamayim that I should relearn the Sugya, and it turned out that my analysis was wrong. So there seems to be a stira as to whether we take these things as a Simen Min HaShamayim. I don't know if Shach invented or not, but the way he said it is that it was a Simen Min HaShamayim. Oh. So that's one issue with Hatmana, the issue in the crockpots. Another issue that comes up in Hatmana is in Reish Nun Chesed Ivkatan Beis in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura is Machmir. Just got the shah like 2 weeks ago for some weird reason. Mishnah Brura is Machmir that I can't let's say, put a baby bottle in water that's a klisheni, because although there is no bishul, but there's an isra hatmana. I want to warm up my baby bottle. Says the Mishnah Berurah, don't insert the baby bottle in a klisheni, because that's called hatmana. Chazonish tainas that there's no hatmana in this case, because hatmana b'toich eichel is not hatmana. Chazonish brings a raya from this, from a Gemara that we learned already. The Gemara on Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara says that Reb Yitzchak Bar Avdimi followed Reb Yehuda Hanosi into the Beis HaMerchatz, and he wanted to know Reb Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Pamachas Nechnas Diach HaRebi LeBeis HaMerchatz Bikashti Lohaniach Lepach Shor Shemen Ba'ambati. I wanted to stick the Pach Shor Shemen in the Merchatz water to heat it up. So Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said, no, Toba Klisheni Vitain. Put the water in a Klisheni, and then stick the Pach Shor Shemen into it, and he learned three halachas from that episode. That's the Gemara on Daf Mem Amud Beis. Toba Klisheni Vitain. What's the heter? How am I allowed to put the Pach Shor Shemen into the Maim and the Klisheni? Isn't that Hatmana? Frek the Chazonish. And the Chazonish writes, you know what? You see from the Gemara that Hatmana b'toich eichel is not Hatmana. Water, we don't think of it this way because we are yeshiva guys, or maybe if we would be real yeshiva guys, we would think of it this way. You could drink the water in the Merchatz. It's potable, no? And there's no hatmana, says the Chazanish, in hot water. Because it's food. The din of hatmana is only in non-foods. There's no hatmana in a food. That's the Chazanish. How will the Mishnah Berurah learn that Gemara? So Al Karcha, the Mishnah Berurah is going to learn the Gemara that the Pach Shor Shemen is not completely inserted into the Mayim. And it's hatmana b'miksas. And for Ashkenazim, hatmana b'miksas is going to be mutter. The Chazonish happens to paskin lahalacha like the Mechaber. Hatmana b'miksas is going to be usher, no? So therefore the Chazonish can't learn the Gemara that's out hatmana b'miksas. But b'kitcha ma'asa, what I have is a machlekes between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazonish about whether I can be matman b'toch ochel. This shaila comes up every single Shabbos of our lives, no? Are you allowed to have kishka in your cholent? Are you allowed to have potato kugel in your cholent? According to the Chazonish, heter gamor, because that is hatmana b'toch ochel. According to the Chafetz Chaim in the Mishnah Berurah, kenzain is a problem, because eichel b'toch ochel, and usually I keep my kishka wrapped up, no? Eichel b'toch ochel is going to be an iser of hatmana, according to the Mishnah Berurah. Nonetheless, yes, sir.
Is this talking about where you put kishke in on Shabbos?
No. That would be potentially bishul or nisav hachazar. I have my kishke in the chon from Erev Shabbos. My kishke is wrapped up in tinfoil.
Oh, it's wrapped, okay.
Right? I think people wrap the kishke in tinfoil. Right? Kishke is wrapped in tinfoil. Is that an iser of hatmana? According to the Chazanish Heter Gomor, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the chayrit should be aser. But there are two potential svaras to be makel. The minhag ha'olam is to be makel in the kishka and the cholent. The two potential reasons, three potential reasons why. Three reasons. Reason number one is that the reason why you cover your kishka in tinfoil is not because you want to keep the kishka warmer, but it's because you don't want the kishka to fall apart. No? The kishka is going to fall apart if you Kishka is going to fall apart if it wouldn't be in tinfoil. That's one reason. Another svar lahakil, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach has in the Shmir Shabbos, that it's not called hatmana. You see, hatmana means that I'm cooking one item, and there's something else that happens to be in it. But over here, what I'm doing is I'm cooking two separate items. The fire, I want the fire to impact the kishka, and I want the fire to impact the chalant. I just don't want to waste two pots. So therefore, I put my kishka in my chalent. But really, I'm cooking both of them. Mali, if I have a potato and barley, two separate items in the pot, so I have potato, kishka, and barley. The kishka is covered. That's because it's a pot. The kishka is inside a pot, and there's a fire underneath it. I don't want to waste another pot, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. That's an interesting svara. The third svara, again, in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, they quote from Rav Nissen Karelitz also, that maybe it's mutter because you want the kishka to give some flavor into the chalent. You want the chalent to give some flavor into the kishka. Therefore, Rav Nissen Karelitz says it's only mutter if you pull coals in the tinfoil around your kishka, because when you pull coals, that shows that kishka flavor is going into chalem, chalem flavor is going into kishka, and all is going to be gevaldik. That's the way he says it. Okay, because Amasa, the minika olam is to be mekel on hatmana when it's kishka in chalem. What about sous vide? The Velt knows what sous vide is? S-O-U-S space V-I-D-E. The type of French cooking, or type of cooking, that B'kitzar Ma'asa, what you do is you have like a piece of meat in a bag, you insert that bag into water, you keep that water at a specific temperature, I think it has to be between like 130 and 150 Fahrenheit, for like 26, 28 hours, and it comes out supposed to be like the most geschmack stuff on the planet. That's called sous vide. So is that an iser of Hatmana? So Rabbi Ari Zatz, from Teaneck, New Jersey, and from downstairs, in this room, in this base medrash, Rabbi Zatz asked the Shabbat's Reb Usher Weiss. Reb Usher originally felt that it's called Hatmana. Then later on, in the second tshuva, I have both of them, they're dated or something. In the second tshuva, Reb Usher, even though I previously wrote that it's Usher, I changed my mind, and I don't think sous vide is an Isser of Hatmana. It seems a davar pashut that it should be mutter. Because why? Because the water, the sous vide is inside the hot water, not because you want to keep the heat in. You have a heating element under the whole thing. It's a little gara from kishka and chalent. According to the Chazanish, for sure, it's mutter because you're being matmin in an eichel. Even according to the Mishnah Brura, has far no sense that should be mutter. Although, according to Rav Nissen Karelitz's take on the Mishnah Brura, no? Reminiscent Krauss's take on the kishka and the chalent, it could be it's a problem. No? Similarly, my wife makes this type of pastrami, naval pastrami, which comes like in a plastic bag, and you cook it overnight in hot water in a Dutch oven, pan, whatever it is, pot. So, what's the story with that? Is that a din of Hatzimun? Again, according to Chazanish, it's Osir. According to Mishnah Berurah, what's the status? So I called the butcher in Pomegranate. I called the butcher in Pomegranate to ask, will the meat fall apart? If I cook the meat, I cook the naval pastrami, not in a plastic bag, will it fall apart? So he told me, I don't know. So we tried it. And you know what? It fell apart. If that's the case. So l'cha'ora, right, according to svar number one that we had of that, the kishka's okay. According to Nissen Karelitz, it's still going to be a problem. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it's still going to be mutter. So l'maisa, after doing this pot test, it's going to be okay. The last thing I want to discuss by Hatmana with you is that we pass in Shulchan Aruch somewhere or another, I forget, that Hatmana, I can find the Maror Makom if I look over here, I just didn't write it down, that Hatmana is going to be Mutter in the Kli Sheni. The din of Hatmana, remember, is that you want to keep the food hot. If you're the type of person who's already putting the food in a Kli Sheni, that's Megala, that you don't really want to keep it hot, no? If that's the case, so Hatman is mutter in the Kli Sheni. It's a Gemara in Daf Nun Aleph that makes it to Shulchan Aruch somewhere or another that I could look for. Based on this, right, there's a whole Shailon Poskim about is it mutter to put liquid in a thermos on Shabbos? And people know what a thermos is? I'm probably not allowed to quote him anymore because he got me too'd. I think Bill Cosby, though, said that a thermos is the smartest thing on the planet because it keeps something hot, hot, keeps something cold, cold. How does the bottle know what it is. This is a famous vert from whatever, we can't quote it anymore. But is there a din of hatmana putting stuff in the thermos? Hasver and Osinus, maybe this is an hatmana, because the way a thermos works is you have two layers, no? You have an inner layer and an outer layer, so that's a chayra hatmana. But the achrenim are meko because it's hatmana and a kli sheni. Anything that goes in the thermos is going to be in a kli sheni. Hatmana and a kli sheni is mutter. Rav Moshe Feinstein has that in one of the tshuvas in the Rav Eider book, and everyone and their uncle is meko on this. The Chazon Ish is meko, right? So those are the dinim of hatmana. Okay, Chevra, yes.
But the cliché, didn't the Mishnah Berurah just... Wasn't he just worried about putting the baby bottle in a cliché?
Yeah, so the Mishnah Berurah... Whoa. Let's go slowly. I'm talking about food that's in a cliché. Can I be matmin that? Right? The case in the Mishnah Berurah is the insulating substance is a cliché. I'm talking about, right, food that's in a cliché. The bottle itself is cold, or it's somewhat warm. The bottle, I'm not talking about the bottle's a klisheni. The bottle's just a keli. Can I be, and I'm being matmin the bottle in a klisheni.
Right. And with the thermos, the thermos.
With the thermos, the water was heated up, klimishin. I pour it into the thermos, now it's a klisheni. It's not that the element around it is a klisheni, but it's a different seer. In the case of the Mishnah Berurah, the item that's warm, the item that surrounds it, is a klisheni.
Okay.
Right? It's a different seer. See, he has a picture over here of pouring water into a thermos. Not that you couldn't figure it out on your own, but that's... So again, so we're Meiko on Hatman of Thermos. Okay, Chaver, so basically I think we finished our Bishul B'Shabbos overview. The Li Neda, I will try to have a Bechina ready tomorrow. So, and you can take it Sunday, Monday, whenever you like to take it. You should try to take it as earlier rather than later, because generally speaking, Einenu Haro'os, that people take Bechinas a little bit later, it's a skula to not take the Bechina. Okay. And we should have an excellent day, a good Shabbos, a gesund Yahr.